And now, get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade, brought to you by Procter & Gamble. Now, perhaps you're not superstitious about good luck on baking days. Perhaps you don't tiptoe around the kitchen, keep your fingers crossed when you have a cake in the oven. But tell me now, honestly, do you feel confident that your cake will turn out better than just good, that it'll be a really top-notch cake? Now, if your cakes aren't really all they should be, if they're not high, light, and tender with a wonderful eating quality, you're missing an awful lot by not using new Sure Mix Crisco. You see, Sure Mix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years, and it brings you three marvelous new cake-making advantages. Why, new Sure Mix Crisco is actually different from any shortening you can buy. Just put new Sure Mix Crisco in your mixing bowl and watch what happens. New Sure Mix Crisco just seems to reach out and take hold of all the other ingredients and to draw them together in the smoothest, most perfect cake batter you ever made with any other household shortening we know of. And since good cake depends on good batter, our baking tests show that this new type of Crisco cake batter will give you higher, lighter, and tenderer cakes. And lady, when the real test of the pudding comes, when you serve that cake to your family, they'll tell you that it has a grander eating quality than any cake you ever made. Now, wouldn't you be happy to hear your family and friends rave about your cakes? Wouldn't you like to have them say, why, this is the best cake I ever ate? Well, just change the new Sure Mix Crisco today, and when your cakes turn out higher, lighter, and tenderer, and better eating than any cakes even you ever made before, you'll get all the fine compliments you want. Now, new Sure Mix Crisco is packed in the same familiar Crisco can with the same familiar Crisco label. So just ask for Crisco as usual. You'll find out that the new Sure Mix Crisco inside is different from any other shortening at your store. Well, sir, the murkiness of eventide has descended upon peaceful Virginia Avenue as our scene opens now. And as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block, we see Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook, ascending the front porch steps. And the one is saying to the other,
"Your mother in the house?"
"Living room."
"Your recruiters dragged me away from my game of indoor horseshoes."
"Mom told me to trot over to Niece Hubbard's basement and bring you home. I had to obey orders."
"Open the screen door, then."
"Were you winning when I dragged you away?"
"I like looking like 30 cents."
"Hi-de-hi."
"Ho-de-ho. What's the idea of sending disreputable characters to drag me away for my pleasure?"
"I left it for you, Mom."
"I bet some beautiful woman, heavily veiled and greatly agitated, is hiding under the davenport."
"Jerusalem's his telephone."
"She objects to me pitching indoor horseshoes overnight."
"Invite us to go for a spin in the car."
"Oh.
Such a lovely evening and all. I thought we
would." "Yes, sir."
"I felt like I had to. Ruthie knew we didn't have any other engagements."
"I'd rather take a licking than bump around in that roller skate of Fred's."
"Well, I didn't know what to say."
"Victor's tired."
"Oh, that's no excuse."
"Well, you could have said..."
"I've already accepted the invitation. They'll be around honking the horn out in front pretty soon."
"Oh, shucks."
"I laid your hat and top coat over the hallway banister. Soon as they pull up to the curb and toot, we'll run right out. May not be for quite a little while yet. Fred has to pump up three of the tires."
"That's cheerful. A tiny fear gnaws at my heart. I'll be pumping up tires later on when we're out on the hard road."
"Oh, maybe not."
"I want to go to bed early tonight."
"I am going to bed early."
"You're not joining us?"
"Uh-uh."
"Makes it a little too late for boys. He's got to be wide awake for school tomorrow."
"Tomorrow's Saturday."
"Makes it a little too late anyway."
"Oh, I don't care. I just as leave go to bed."
"What's this too late business? Ain't going to take all night to drive to Chenoa and back, even if Fred does drag along like a snail."
"Well, we're not going to Chenoa. Going to Hopewood."
"What's the big new glorious idea? I thought Fred never went anywhere but Chenoa."
"We're invited to the picture show."
"In Hopewood?"
"Yeah."
"Sage, you know I hate..."
"Now, and don't get hot under the collar. It was Fred's notion, and he's so pleased and proud about it, he's dancing a jig."
"I'll dance a jig."
"Lucy called up and said, 'What you people doing?' I thought she was going to suggest 500. So I said we were just sitting here with our teeth in our mouth. And she says, 'This great big crazy spendthrift, Fred Stenbottom, here at my elbow, wants to pile you sports in the automobile and drive up to Hopewood and take in the motion pictures. Well, what could I answer back to that?
Victor's tired.
Oh, Victor's tired. I said, why, Ruthie, how wonderful. That's all in the wide world I could say.
Bumpity, bumpity, bump. All the way to Hopewood.
I know, but that's the way it is. And we have to make out to Fred like we're delighted till who laid the chump. He thinks it's the cutest idea since the bullet that choked Billy Patterson. Vic and Sade are most likely dying to take in a movie show, and the Bajo is closed for repairs. By George, Ruthie, let's run him up to Hopewood and give him a treat.
Oh.
So don't you behave grumpy and sour. Act like you're grateful as a horse.
Wish I could go to bed.
I am going to bed.
Sunday, kiddo, it's 35 miles to Hopewood. The way Fred nurses that garbage wagon along the road, it'll take us an hour and a half to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 8 o'clock now. Great guns, we will be out late. Say we get started at 8:30. All right. Add an hour and a half to 8:30 and you got 10 o'clock. Movie show takes about 2 hours. 12 o'clock. Another hour and a half to get home and it makes it 1:30. We won't be to bed till 2.
Double feature.
Think of it. 2 o'clock. I want to be in the hay by 11.
Oh, well, missing one evening sleep won't kill you.
They got a double feature at the Hopewood Theater, Jeff.
No.
Yeah.
Have they stayed?
Well, that's what Ruthie told me.
Will we have to sit through both pictures?
Well, I'm afraid so. When Fred puts out his good money and buys tickets for a thing, he stays till the last dog dies.
But holy smoke.
Well, we're in for it and can't get loose, so let's make the best of it.
But look, another moving picture makes another 2 hours tacked onto... What time did I say?
1:30.
Yeah, 1:30. 2 hours tacked onto 1:30.
3:30.
Oh.
I don't think
we'll get to bed around 4.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's not crazy.
It is too crazy. Oh, right now the clock says 7:45. Fred and Ruthie will drive up in the next few minutes, and we'll be on our way by 8. And it don't take any hour and a half to drive to Hopewood.
The way Fred drives?
Well, he certainly can get to a place 35 miles away in an hour, no matter how slow he drives.
I disagree.
So do I.
Oh, say a little over an hour. All right. We'll be in the theater a little bit past 9 o'clock. The two movies together don't last more than 3 hours. I bet we'll be home in bed by midnight.
Oh, go on. You didn't figure in the time it'd take us to come back.
No use in a lot of fuss and feathers. I told them we'd go, and we're going. Let's make the best of it and try to enjoy ourselves.
Oh, my. Just a few minutes ago, I was a gay, light-hearted man.
Tell him the picture, Ma.
I don't see as you're concerned in this rush. You're not going. Trot along and read your book.
What is the picture, Sadie?
Picture?
What are they showing at the Playhouse in Hopewood?
I'm afraid it's one you've already seen.
Yes?
Well, we saw it last month or sometime at the Bajo.
You proposed to drag me?
Well, Ruthie and Fred were so delighted with their idea, Vic. Just happy as larks, they were giving us a treat. I didn't have the heart to dampen their enthusiasm. Should have heard Ruthie over the phone. This great big crazy spendthrift of a Fred Stambottom here at my elbow wants to pile you sports in the automobile and drive up to Hopewood and take in the motion pictures. I had to act overjoyed.
Reveal the name in the post-motion picture.
What is it, Rush?
You are my own wonderful husband, Subaltern Gleek.
No.
I told you you'd already seen it.
I seen it and I hated it. It was rotten.
Well, I never cared much for it myself, but... Fred and Ruth.
So I have to bump and lurch 35 miles in that broken down rattle trap of Stenbottom's and go up in the sticks in Hopewood, Illinois, and watch that half wit Gloria Golden go through the same half wit annex I saw her go through before. So I.
Now, Vic, please.
I'll say now, Vic, please.
You'll get all flushed in the face.
I wonder I don't turn purple.
Get all flushed in the face, and they'll think something's wrong.
And they'll be perfectly right.
Any second, the horn will honk out in front. You don't want to look upset and peculiar to where everybody feels uncomfortable.
Hmm.
Think of the funny side of it.
Maybe that is a good stunt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Quite a coincidence. Gloria Golden's also in the other picture.
Rush, go upstairs and read your book. This business don't in any way concern you.
What is the other picture?
Other picture?
understand we were attending a double feature. Double features, unless I'm misinformed, means two pictures. One of them is Gloria Golden in You Are My Own Wonderful Husband, Subaltern Gleek. What's the other?
I guess Gloria Golden's in it.
Something I've seen before?
I believe you did see it when they had it at the Bajo.
And the title?
Oh, I forget.
Rush. The title?
Mom, I'd prefer I never said nothing.
She'll forgive me this time.
Mm-hmm.
The title, please.
Yours is a magnificent love, Petty Officer Griswold.
Oh!
Let's go out on the porch, Vic. They'll be along any second, and we might as well be ready to hop.
Yours is a magnificent love, Petty Officer Griswold. Absolutely, the rottenest movie that ever was given out to a suffering people. The rottenest.
Let's go out on the porch.
What?
Let's put on our wraps and go stand on the front porch so we'll be all set to trot out to the curb.
Lady,
and as soon as the...
you couldn't make me go through this. You wouldn't have the heart.
We're stuck, and that's all there is about it.
Oh.
We're stuck, and that's all there is about it.
I'm a miserable, wretched, Griff speaking.
Fred and Ruthie's out in front honking. Now, come on.
Oh.
Come on, Vic.
No.
Straighten up and get that look off your face. And don't you dare in any way let on to Fred and Ruthie.
No.
Come on.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Gov.
Oh.
Have a dandy time.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until Monday. Now, for several weeks, I've been telling you about new Sure Mix Crisco. But have you actually used it yet? Why, you've no idea what a lot of good eating you're missing every day you put off using Sure Mix Crisco. Now, Sure Mix isn't just a new name for Crisco. It's a description of the vital change in Crisco. And because Crisco is changed, because it's different from any other shortening you can buy, we can definitely promise you higher, lighter, and tenderer cakes than you ever made before with any other household shortening we know of. And these claims are based on hundreds of actual tests made in Crisco kitchens. So change to new Sure Mix Crisco. And say, there's an extra good reason for you to get new Crisco today. Crisco's big slogan contest is in full swing right now, and top prize is $5,000 cash. And there are 100 additional prizes, each $50 cash. So be sure to tune in Monday for complete details. You may be a winner. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.